The implications of the British vote to leave the European Union are far-reaching in the global economy, but Green Mountain Power customers might be glad to hear that the vote will mean cheaper rates for them next year. BPR's Taylor Dobbs explains how.
A big part of what makes up rates for utilities in Vermont is the amount they can charge customers for all of the infrastructure they've invested in. That's stuff like poles, wires, and trucks. Instead of making customers pay in full for these investments right away, regulators let companies charge a percentage of the value of all their infrastructure every year. That way, customers are paying for those poles and trucks over time, and there aren't huge swings in rates every time utilities buy something. The percentage of the value of their infrastructure that utilities are allowed to pass on to customers is called the return on equity. Department of Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia says it's also an important mechanism for regulating the rates that customers pay.
It can range from 8% range to 10 or 12%, and depending on the economy and how investments are being made elsewhere in the economy, that rate that they should be entitled to might be lower or higher.
And normally, Recchia's department has to negotiate these rates with utilities. Both sides make a case for why it should be lower or higher, and if they can't agree, then regulators at the Public Service Board have to decide what seems right. But Green Mountain Power's return on equity, that percentage, is set differently because GMP uses alternative regulation. That means that instead of revising that percentage every few years like most companies do, GMP has its return on equity reset annually. And the other thing is, nobody's negotiating.
So our return on equity is tied to the 10-year Treasury note yield.
This is Green Mountain Power spokeswoman Kristen Carlson. The company's return on equity is reset every year through a mathematical formula, and the formula uses the 10-year Treasury note yield to determine how much customers should have to pay for all the stuff Green Mountain Power owns. And that might seem random, because what does a government bond have to do with electricity rates?
That is the interest rate that the U.S. government pays to borrow money for different lengths of time. The higher the yield, the better the economy. The lower the yield, the worse the economy.
So GMP's return on equity gets set every year based on how much those government bonds are paying out, on average, over about 1 month every summer. This summer, that month coincided with the British vote.
The uncertainty about Britain's future just keeps growing since last week's vote to leave the European Union. The
political When Brexit hit, it shook the world market, which impacted the U.S. Treasury yield note, which lowered our return on equity.
The company's return on equity came down from 9.44% to 9.02% in next year's rates. And if that doesn't mean much to you, here's another number. That reduction means GMP customers will pay the company $4.8 million less next year than they would if the rate was unchanged. Carlson says that's one of the benefits of these annual checkups under alternative regulation.
Because you want to have what's happening for our business tied to what's happening in the economy.
At the Department of Public Service, Chris Recchia says that wouldn't happen under traditional regulation, where utilities are allowed to go years without checking in with regulators.
If a utility is not present for 10 years and doesn't come in for a rate change, it probably means that they're doing okay. And it probably means that ratepayers are overpaying at least through portions of that time.
GMP's overall rates are likely to go up slightly next year, mostly because of outside forces like the regional energy market. But if it weren't for Brexit, they might be going up more. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.